And how do you call the time of day when the sun goes out of sight? You might say
night.
Okay, and you might say, well, we need to get the cows in before
dawn.
Okay, and would you use a word that has sun in it? Before sun?
Sundown.
Okay. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are going away, and the sun is coming out, you might say, well, look, the weather is...
better.
Okay. If you want to talk about it, that it's changing, would you say any of these words? The weather is clearing off, or fairing off, or breaking off, or breaking away, or clearing up. Would you say anything like that?
I would say it's done fared off.
Okay. It is, how would you say it if you said it is? It's?
It is fared off.
Okay. Have you got a word around here for a really hard rain? Like somebody came in and said, well, it didn't rain in today, but yesterday we really had a
hard and yisted.
Okay. Have you got any kind of sort of joking word for a really hard rain? Anything like I saw something somewhere about somebody called a hard rain a goose drowner, or a gully washer, or a trash mover, or a cloud burst, or a downpour. Did you say any of those, or just say really hard rain?
I just say a hard rain.
Okay. What do you call, if that were a fireplace there and you had a shelf like up above it, what would you call that shelf?
That up there.
Uh-huh.
A shelf over the fireplace.
Uh-huh.
I said shelf over the fireplace.
Okay. Have you ever heard it called anything else, like a fireboard or a mantleboard or a mantelpiece? You just call the shelf?
Yeah.
All right. And do you remember back when you used to put logs in the fireplace? They would rest on two sort of metal things. You remember?
For the cook on.
Well, I don't know whether you cooked on them or not. I know that there used to be two kind of bars, like, and you laid the
logs. Oh, yeah. Fire dough.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for the lay wood on.
Okay. And what do you call those little bitty pieces of wood that you use to start a fire with?
Kiln.
And if you had some that's particularly rich pieces of wood, and you cut into little bitty slivers.
Yeah. Splendor.
Okay. And what do you call a place with a rod across and hangers to hang clothes up in? A little room, like an area built.
A closet.
Okay. If it were a piece of furniture that you could move around, would you still call it the same thing?
What?
The place where you hang clothes. Did they ever have one that was movable? No, you don't remember one?
I don't remember now.
Okay. You ever heard anything called a wardrobe or a clothes press?
Yeah.
What would a wardrobe be?
It'll be somewhere they built to hang clothes up in.
Okay, it's like a closet?
It's like a closet.
All right. And what do you call the pieces of wood outside a house, you know, that you nail up and they kind of lap one over the other, you know?
When you be building it?
Yes.
Sealing it room up.
Okay, and that on the outside of it, what do you call those boards?
Timber.
Okay, and when you're nailing them up, you might say that house is getting in pretty bad shape. It needs to have some more
timber on it.
Okay.